trade has been a top issue in the ads and debates in this U.S. Senate race, and it's somewhat ironic that Portman's view on trade is closer to that of Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, and Strickland's view is more like Republican nominee Donald Trump's. Portman is the former U.S. trade representative under former President George W. Bush, and when he was in Congress, he voted for the big trade deal for many watching this race, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
We send 40% of our exports from Ohio to NAFTA countries. Most of them go to Canada. So it is a big help for a lot of companies.
But Portman, like Hillary Clinton, has had a complicated relationship with NAFTA. They supported it, but have acknowledged it has problems. Portman says a lot of Ohio businesses depend on NAFTA. But in a recent debate, Portman described NAFTA as a mixed bag and said he's working on some issues that have come along with it.
I've taken the lead on cracking down on unfair imports. I'm the one who's being tough on China. I'm the one who's taken the lead on fighting against currency manipulation and actually passing legislation to stop China from dumping steel here.
Portman says the key is updating NAFTA with new provisions. Strickland takes an entirely opposite view of NAFTA.
I voted against NAFTA. Rob Portman voted for NAFTA. He has cast 14 votes giving China most favored nation trading status. He calls himself the quarterback that pushed CAFTA over the line, and he voted to fast-track the TPP. I am on the side of regular working people. Rob Portman is on the side of the rich and powerful.
Like Donald Trump, Strickland doesn't want to tinker with existing trade deals. He wants to overhaul them entirely. And that includes the not yet ratified Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Portman and Clinton have supported it, but have now shifted their positions on it. Strickland hasn't gone as far as Trump, who's called it a disaster, but said there's too much to fix to make it viable. But Strickland says he can support fair trade deals.
Fair trade is when you have an agreement where there are worker protections, where there is environmental standards, where child labor and slave labor isn't utilized, where workers have the right to organize into a union to bargain for their wages and benefits. And, you know, if a trade deal comes along that has those kinds of provisions in it that are enforceable, I would hugely be in favor of it.
Ooh, bacon wrap.
That's actually pretty good. Jeff,
earlier this year on the Midway at the Ohio State Fair, Portman advocated sweetening NAFTA and all of the other existing trade deals with a piece of legislation he's sponsoring.
My legislation called Level the Playing Field enables Ohio workers to be able to compete, whether it's steel workers or tire workers or paper workers, whether it's the construction trades who are involved in those businesses. They want to be sure that we are cracking down on unfair imports coming in. And I've done that. Not just said I'm going to do it, but I've actually done it with legislation, and it's making a difference for Ohio workers.
But that legislation hasn't won over all of those workers. The Teamsters and United Mine Workers have endorsed Portman this time around, but the United Steelworkers and unions representing paper, glass, and aluminum workers have endorsed Strickland. So has the United Auto Workers, which notes Strickland's support for the bailout for the auto industry when he was governor. Strickland says Portman didn't back it.
He called the auto rescue a lousy deal for Ohio.
PolitiFact notes that Portman did call the auto rescue lousy, but said he would have supported it if he had been in Congress in 2009 when the bill passed and was signed into law. Strickland popped into a Columbus area campaign office recently delivering pizza to volunteers, most of whom were probably in diapers when NAFTA was signed back in 1994. The trade issue isn't on the top of their minds. But it's certainly been a major topic of the tens of millions of dollars in ads that have aired in Ohio during this Senate race. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.